USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The plane reportedly carrying Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, may have been shot down. Video online seems to show the trail of a missile and the plane crashing. Wagner-associated social media channels claim the jet was shot down by Russian air defense. Russian state media reports the leader was killed in that crash. Pittsburgh police responding to what's being called an active shooting situation. Allegheny County Sheriff's deputies were serving an eviction notice in the city's Garfield neighborhood when the person inside opened fire.
Right, I think we just sent up a couple more drones. Was not the first time the suspect did shoot up earlier previous drones, right? So right now it's an active gunfire situation right now.
More than 100 rounds are said to have been fired. Nearby homes were evacuated. The public being asked to avoid the area as the situation is being described as extremely active. The number of people confirmed dead in Lahaina remains at 115, but the number of people considered missing is back to about 1,100. That's according to the FBI's official list, which fell to about 850 people earlier in the week. Maui County will soon release the names of missing people in the hopes of finding them alive. The first Republican primary debate will take place tonight in Milwaukee, but missing from the stage will be frontrunner former President Trump. But UT San Antonio professor John Taylor says his presence will be felt.
It'll be kind of amusing to see how the candidates will not only try to mention him, but also not necessarily attack him too much.
Taylor says it's going to be hard for some of the fringe candidates to break through, with most of the focus on Ron DeSantis, Chris Christie, and Vivek Ramaswamy. New home sales are reaching a 17-month high as buyers are facing a historically low supply of existing homes. Sales of newly constructed homes were up 4.4% in July, even with rising mortgage rates. That's according to a report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. This is USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Former President Trump's one-time personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is surrendering to authorities in Georgia today.
The former New York City mayor is charged as Trump's co-conspirator in an alleged plot to overturn the 2020 election results. Giuliani says the case is a hoax.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. I fought battles much worse than this, against people much tougher than that.
Others aren't so sure how the case is going to turn out for Giuliani or Trump.
I think he's hoping that Giuliani doesn't turn on him, but will somebody be convicted? Maybe.
Oh, I don't know what's going to happen in the courts. Who knows? But everything gets rigged.
Meantime, former President Trump is expected to surrender to authorities on Thursday. I'm Natalie Migliori.
Millions of people are dealing with an extremely dangerous heat dome in the central U.S. Forecasters say high temperatures could surpass 100 degrees in some areas today, from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. Major cities under extreme heat alerts this week include Dallas, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Louisville, and Nashville. Labor Day travel is way up compared to last year, especially those going abroad. According to AAA booking data, domestic travel this upcoming holiday weekend is up 4%, and international travel spiked 44% compared to last year. Most will leave Thursday or Friday before Labor Day to take advantage of the long weekend. The most popular destinations are typically the Pacific Northwest, bigger cities like New York City and Denver, and tourist hotspots like Las Vegas and Orlando. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.